It's a Fringe with double award winners. Is it to be or not to be? I can't think of any more Shakespearean quotes, but let's see if you can guess who won. Double award. They won, hang on, Spirit of the Fringe, which was this year dedicated to our former and late chair of the Fringe, who sadly passed away last year, Keith Savage, and the Street Fit Award, both for the Shakespeare Jukebox, which has been performed at the Pavilion Gardens again this year, as well as online. So, can you tell us a little bit about the Shakespeare Jukebox, for those who may not know, which there can't be many people?
The Jukebox is an open-air show. We are a troupe of different numbers, so sometimes you might find three of us, sometimes you might find five of us performing. We have...
And a cabbage.
Yeah, yeah. We have different extracts from Shakespeare. Some are monologues, some might involve two players, some might involve five players. And basically the audience choose what they want us to perform. And they give us some donations, which go to our local Samaritans, so Buxton and High Peak Samaritans. And we all have really good fun. So we interpret things in our own way. And in a single night, you might get the same piece three times, or you might get lots of different pieces. And whether the sun shines or the rain falls, we're out there.
And this year, it's been sunshine.
It's been a miracle. It's been so hot. So we adapted one of the pieces, The Tempest. So we had one person going around with a water mister, so everyone got nice and wet and nice.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So how were the performances this year?
Hot. Energetic, well received. We had lovely, lovely audiences who came to watch us, and people stayed for the full hour, because with a jukebox people can just rock up, stay for a little bit, but these audiences stayed, and the majority of people just watched us the whole way through, and it was so lovely.
Will you be back next year with the fabulous Shakespeare Jukebox?
Yes, we'll be back.
Okay. So well done on your awards, and we look forward to welcoming you back to the Fringe next year.
Thinking about that warm glow you get from supporting a really worthwhile arts charity? For a really very modest donation, you can be one of our special friends, enjoying 10% reductions on tickets, first peek at the programme, and invitations to friends' events. But, of course, it's all about that warm glow. Our friends are an important source of support in safeguarding the future of the Fringe. Look for the Friends page on our website.
Lou Wilkinson has won the Best Children's Show for Wilbur the Worst Explorer. So, can you tell us a bit about your award-winning show?
Well, I put on the show mainly to amuse my children. So I have my son Isaac here with me today. And Wilbur is a kind of like character on the cusp of preteens thinking about his life, and he wants to be a famous explorer one day, but he's pretty hopeless at it.
And so how did your show go at this year's Buxton Fringe?
Well, it went really nicely, yeah. It was... couple of the performances were sold out, but mainly just having lots of children come and laughing and engaging, and stage invasions a couple of times, and nice feedback from the people I've spoken to about it.
Okay. And why did you decide to perform your show at the Buxton Fringe?
I have a background in drama. I haven't done anything for about 14 years. We moved to Buxton a year ago, just before the Fringe. I went to see a couple of things, and I thought I'd like to do that next year. Put together an idea, and I made an entry in February, I think, right, with a title, and finished writing the show about a week before performing it. So.
That's brilliant. And what did you think to his show?
It was really good.
Good, good. That's his son there, like, that's all good. So you now get a free entry for next year's Fringe, so we'll look forward to you back at the Buxton Fringe next year. You're an award-winning entry now.
Award-winning,
and you can put that on all next year's posters.
It'll fly next year.
Okay. We'll see. Well, thanks for your time anyway, and well done.
Thank you.
Can you help with providing accommodation for our entrants? Many of these are students with unlimited talent and enthusiasm, but limited financial resources. Most need a cheap place to stay for a few days. Usually, just a room with a bed is sufficient. The Fringe Committee has an accommodation list of people who would be willing to welcome some of these into their homes. If you are interested in being on this, please get in touch.
Robbie coordinates the reviewers and also presents some of the awards and organises the awards process. Now, the review job is a heck of a job. I know it's really valued by the entrants, but it's quite a process to coordinate, I imagine.
Yeah, it is, yeah. One of the things that is kind of unique to Buxton Fringe is that we try and have a review for every event that takes place, which when you've got hundreds of events taking place is quite a thing to have. And all of our reviewers are volunteers. But then as you get closer to it, there's always that slight thing of, are we going to get enough this year? I must say, a few weeks ago, I was thinking, I don't know, I don't think we're going to do it. But we have actually managed to do every single event has been reviewed. You know, luckily, we've got some incredibly loyal people who will jump in and do it.
There's a certain tone or approach to the reviews at Buxton Fringe, I would say. Would you like to explain it rather than me? It feels like they aim to be supportive, or is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think we realised a long time ago that in some respects it's very easy to do a kind of hatchet job on a show, but that actually that's not what we're here for. We're here to be helpful for the audiences to get a sense of what a show's about and what you know, and why they should go and see it. That's not to say we say everything's wonderful. But what we try and be is constructively critical. So, you know, if there are things that we think that could be improved, we will say so. But we try and do it in a way that's positive. And it's quite a tricky one to get the balance right, because obviously some performers are professionals who've been doing this for years. Some of them are like school children who are doing it. And you have to kind of put yourself in the right level of how you're going to do that. Because I think you don't want to put people off. You don't want to sort of discourage them, particularly if they're sort of up-and-coming performers. And yeah, some of the ones who've been doing it for years, sometimes they can take the rough with the smooth a bit, but some of the others don't. So we try. I mean, my view personally is always, has it achieved what it set out to achieve? That's not a case of going in with a preconception and thinking, I think it should be like this. But you kind of look at what they've put out, what they sort of, and think, well, okay, they've tried to, you know, if it's a comedy, for example, does it make me laugh?
So we're here at the awards, and you're involved in several of the awards, you're on the panel. Tell me about the spirit of the awards as well, because what I liked is what was said about how you describe the winner of the award and how you describe the nominees and so on.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the awards are there to award excellence within the fringe, and that excellence isn't just there for the winner. You know, anybody who's nominated, you know, we regard as excellent. The fact that one person or one company might win that award doesn't necessarily make them the best. We try not to say best. It's quite hard not to. And a lot of the companies, probably in their social media stuff and things afterwards, will probably put out a thing saying, we won best whatever. And fair enough, you know, why not? But from our point of view, there is, you know, there's excellence across the board. And that's what we wanted to recognise in the awards.
We try to review all shows that come to the Fringe. This helps our audience choose what they want to see, but is also important to the artists who value the feedback and often use extracts in publicity. The reviews are published on our website, on the Fringe app, and at the Fringe desk in Pavilion Gardens. Our reviewers are all volunteers, although a few are professional journalists. Their only reward is a free ticket to the first night of the show they're reviewing. Could you be one of our team? Get in touch.
I'm here with Mark, who's just won the award for Spoken Word for his Voices from the Peak show at the High Peak Bookstore. Can you tell us a little bit about your show at this year's Fringe?
So this past few years, I've been recording these audio artworks, Voices from the Peak, and the live show is really the stories behind those stories, the things that have motivated me to create these works. And I've shared some of the audios along the way, yeah.
Why did you decide to perform at the Buxton Festival Fringe particularly?
So I've been coming to the Buxton Fringe on and off for years, and it just sent a perfect platform for the Voices from the Peak show, because it's in the heart of the Peak District. Even though it's outside the National Park, it's still very much here, you know. Yeah, that was an easy choice, really.
Why did you decide to perform a show at the High Peak Bookstore, which is a great new venue of the last couple of years at the Fringe?
It's a great space. Louisa, who runs it, has done a wonderful thing in the bookstore, and the cafe is such an enjoyable space to be in, and it's a very warm atmosphere there to perform in. So I think it's a great addition to the Fringe venues, yeah.
We'll look forward to seeing you back at next year's Fringe, and well done on your award.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and thanks to everyone who volunteers their time to make the Buxton Festival Fringe possible.
Would you like to help out at a major arts festival and gain valuable experience for your CV? Buxton Festival Fringe is looking for volunteers to do shifts at its Fringe Information Desk, open daily from July 6th to 24th in the conservatory area of the Buxton Pavilion Gardens. Find out more on our website.
I'm here with Stephen Walker, the chair of the Fringe. So, how was Buxton Fringe 2022?
Yeah, it was very tiring, Rob, but I'm really happy with how it's gone. We're back to full strength. You know, we're full Fringe, you know, 160, 170 shows. COVID has almost affected us more this year because we've had so many people going down with it, our desk staff, our reviewers, our committee members. But we're through it. We've got it done. We've covered everything. And really, we've just had a really successful award ceremony and very, very, very happy and proud about how it's gone this year.
Yeah, Damien here as well. Hello, Stephen, the chair. So what was the biggest challenge, would you say, of the Fringe for you this year?
The biggest challenge was COVID, which is funny because you would think no restrictions, nothing, but just day one of our desk managers was out. The day she came back, another one went out. Lots of people on the Fringe. There's at least three people who've been at our award ceremony as committee members who've had COVID since the start of the Fringe and come back. So then you wake up and you're thinking, oh, things are going well. Our reviews are all getting covered. And then, oh, somebody phones up, I'm really sorry, I've got COVID. I'm going to have to cancel five reviews I was going to do. And you're scrabbling around. And it never stopped doing that kind of thing. So COVID, I can't believe it, won't go away.
What's the best thing then?
The best thing is that it's over. No, it is very hard work and it is very stressful, but every evening, you know, when I get out and I'm seeing shows and I'm talking to people who are enjoying the Fringe, I love it again. And then I wake up in the morning and there's lots of emails, but that's really important, that people really value it. And we're talking to performers and artists and producers here at the awards, and they've all loved it. They love the opportunity, they love the friendliness of Buxton Fringe and the whole feel and vibe of it. And that's something to be really proud of.
And let's remember, Stephen, you're the chair of the Fringe, but you're a volunteer like everyone else. You've got a job like everyone else. You've got other responsibilities. It is amazing what you do. I think you're all right to feel a little bit tired at this point.
Have you got any particular highlights of Buxton Fringe 2022, the 43rd Fringe?
Last night, seeing Luke Rollison, and I just thought, that's a John Beecher Award winner. You know, it's innovative, it's funny, it's off the wall. Just, you know, madcap, but so clever and so entertaining. That made me very happy last night. And there were a lot of other extremely good shows on at the Fringe this year. Right back opening night, Rare Occasion, that I saw singing up at the Green Man Gallery was wonderful. And Runny Honey, that's just won our Theatre Award. The Spanner in the Works have now won our Theatre Production Award 2 years running. And seeing them come back with a completely new work this year, quite different to what they'd done the year before, and going, that was brilliant. You know, and then you go through stuff in every category. I had a bit of a tour of the art, you know, in the first weekend, and the Tipping Points exhibition that won the award for individual artist, for Sarah Keast. But Tipping Points was just a beautiful exhibition in the back room at the museum and library. I loved that. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, things in every category, and it's a really wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm very pleased that the Jukebox won the Spirit of the Fringe. We ask all our reviewers and committee and all kinds of people for their opinions and what they like. And the Jukebox can be taken a little for granted because they come every year. But there were people going, it's just wonderful and we love it, and the Fringe wouldn't be the same without it. And that was special because we gave our Spirit of the Fringe Award out in memory of Keith Savage, my predecessor as chair, who died very suddenly this year. It was really upsetting for all of us. And that was important for all of us, that Spirit of the Fringe this year, given in his name, went to something that he would have really appreciated and enjoyed, and got the reasons why we chose that.